Rowan Pollivan, the national chairman of the South African Zionist Federation. Rowan, you're becoming a hell of a regular on Chai FM lately.
Seems so, Simon. I'm so glad you're having me so regularly.
Yeah, but there's hell of a good reason. I mean, we've had Yom HaZikaron, and now it's Yom HaAtzmaut, and who better to talk to than somebody representing the South African Zionist Fed? So, yeah, thanks for talking to us, and thank you for always being available. And let's talk about this tiny slither of land that Ephraim Kishon, the famous Israeli cartoonist, says the name doesn't even fit on a world map. It has to be written in the sea, and yet such incredible, incredible achievements.
Exactly, Simon. Chag Sameach to you and your listeners. Today is obviously the 72nd celebration of Israel, 72 years young and thousands of years old. And we are just celebrating every single thing that Israel has and is and will be. And, you know, this tiny state, as you said, a slither of land, against all odds, has achieved just so much in such a short period of time. In every possible way, has become light unto nations, has become the technological, and economic miracle that it is. And Israel has done so, obviously, in spite of so much hostility and so much difficult circumstances. And I think the celebration that we have today is just a celebration of the miracle that is Israel.
And I think you mentioned in your Yom HaAtzmaut greeting that very important point, that Israel figures so highly on the World Happiness Index year in and year out. I mean, that is a remarkable statistic, is it not?
It's an incredible statistic, and it's made even more incredible by the place where Israel is situated and the circumstances that Israel faces on a daily basis. And when you consider the odds and the situation Israel is in, and yet Israel is happier in terms of this happiness index than major countries like the United States, Germany, Japan. Unfortunately, South Africa doesn't rank too highly on that list either. And yet Israel is extremely high on that list. It's an amazing miracle that Israelis are happy, they're optimistic, they're positive for the future, they are thrilled about the present, they're celebrating. And I think that we can learn a lot from them here in South Africa as well.
I agree with you 100%. And I think back to my early childhood when Israel was, oh, shame, poor Israel, we've got to donate. And the wheel seems to have turned enormously. I think the average Israeli now today leads a very good quality of life. Certainly his longevity is well into the 80s. Israel has just made the most remarkable achievements in the shortest possible amount of time.
Exactly. It's like a stunning reversal, as you say, where we were the parents in the diaspora, and now Israel is the parents, and we now the children. And Israel just succeeds and goes from strength to strength. As you said, the average life expectancy is like 82 years. So if you want to live longer, definitely go live in Israel. It's got the highest birth rate in the developed world. It's, you know, there's this amount of things per capita that comes out of Israel in terms of innovation, the most startups per capita, the most patents per capita, the most symphony orchestras per capita, but everything else, the desalination.
Remarkable.
Everything else.
Absolutely remarkable. I saw Benjamin Netanyahu talk some time ago. I think he was addressing Prime Minister Modi of India, saying that actually the blessing of Israel was that it didn't have natural resources because it required people to be industrious. Would you agree with that take?
100%. I think that lack of oil and lack of natural resources has meant that Israelis and Jews have done what we always do best, is we use our seichel and we use our brain power to make up for anything else that might be lacking in our circumstances. And Israel has done that and transformed, you know, as you said, a very early economy that was very difficult with all kinds of issues in the early days, to transform that truly into a knowledge-based economy, where a lot of the population is working in the areas of innovation and all across the spectrum. And that limitation, Israel always has the ability to turn some kind of weakness, like the lack of water, into a strength, into now an export water. You know, as you said, the lack of resources into an incredible resource of brain power. So, yeah, I think that's a lesson we can all learn, is how to do more with less, how to make more with less, and how to succeed in very difficult circumstances.
Yeah, no, I hear you loud and clear. The final question that I have to for you today is the meaning of Israel to South African Jews. I know research has been done by the Clapton Center and others. Where do we stand as a community vis-a-vis Israel in general?
It's very interesting, Simon, that the research that has been done at the Clapton Center has shown that over 90% of the South African Jewish community have very strong ties to Israel, are very proudly Zionistic, and over one third of South African Jews are actually looking to possibly move to make immigration or make aliyah to Israel in the future. So that shows you astoundingly high levels of Zionism and pro-Israel activity in the community. And that actually is even more amazing given the situation in South Africa, where we have, as you know, a government that has traditionally been quite hostile, the ANC ruling party for decades has this ongoing hostility towards Israel and a lot of anti-Semitism in certain aspects of the community, in certain aspects of South Africa, should I say. And yet our community stands strong and stands proud and proudly connected to Israel. And Yom HaAtzmaut traditionally has been by far the biggest communal event on the calendar. And unfortunately this year we have to do it virtually, but hopefully we'll all be coming together online to celebrate this occasion.
Ron Bolivan, National Chairman of the South African Zionist Federation, thank you so much for your input this afternoon.